It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The city of Flint has been under the control of emergency management for nearly a year and a half, but the city's emergency...
Thank you so much. It's great to be on again.
Now, the city council passed a resolution asking Governor Rick Snyder to remove the city's emergency manager. Do you know what the governor plans to do?
There have been follow-up meetings with the governor and the treasurer about our request for a transition advisory board. It's obviously his decision to make. There are a number of requirements in the law that would have to be met by the appointed manager before a transition board could be put in place, such as the adoption of a two-year budget. So city council leadership and I have been calling for those steps to get done as soon as possible. The city of Flint does face financial challenges. Let's get those addressed as soon as possible so we can move on.
Now, you say Flint is still facing some financial challenges. How healthy and financially stable is the city right now?
Well, it's marginally stable, but our position is that it's going to take some long-term planning, some serious community partnerships to get the city to where it's more sustainable going forward. And that work really can't be done effectively by an appointed manager. So we're ready to move to the next level. We want to keep that strong financial accountability in place, but we want that in the back office of City Hall, not in the front office. We need to be focused now on those community partnerships, relationships and cooperation with surrounding governments. And in order for that to happen, we're going to have our local elected leadership and the community working together.
So what specific plans do you and city council leadership have to keep the city on track financially?
Well, the Transition Advisory Board is a new tool in Public Act 436, and it's very specific about the need for annual revenue estimates. City Council, I actually want to do that on a twice-a-year basis. For that body to approve and, if necessary, impose budget amendments if something's not getting done in a timely fashion. So that strong accountability has to stay in place, but we're also looking forward this fall to adopting the city's first comprehensive master plan since 1960. That takes community buy-in and partnership, and that can't be imposed by a manager.
If the state returns control to elected leadership, what do you want Flint residents to know about where the city is headed and why they should trust that the city is better off without state oversight?
Well, our community recognizes that we still will be operating in an environment where we have limited resources. See, that's been our big challenge here in the city of Flint. Coming out of the Great Recession, I mean, we're at a fraction of the revenues that we had just 5 years ago. So while state revenues have rebounded with their reliance on income and sales taxes, at the local level, with our reliance on property taxes, we continue to operate with much, much less than we had before. So we're going to have to be creative as a community.
You mentioned that there are still some issues financially in Flint. You mentioned property taxes. Unemployment is an issue. Some of those things aren't entirely under your control. So what guarantees do you have that Flint isn't going to slide back into fiscal distress without the state intervention?
Well, I'll tell you, anybody who thinks that there's a guarantee about the prosperity or stability of any community, I think needs to find a different line of work. We're going to continue to operate in difficult circumstances, and with all the dynamics of the global economy and national economy, we have to be ever ready to take on those challenges. I think Flint's an example of a place, going back even before the emergency manager, we've made tremendous cuts. Employees have taken extraordinary concessions. We have to have a system of local government that works better. And that's going to be something that I continue to push forward on. And I think we'll take an unprecedented cooperation between state and local leaders to get done.
When you imagine Flint 2 years from now, what do you see happening in the city?
Oh, you know, thanks for that question, because I think that's what this is really all about. We'll have our new master plan in place. We'll have our zoning code revised. We'll have our first comprehensive combined capital improvement plan in a number of decades. Cooperation with the city schools will be cleaner, will be greener. Our economy will be more diverse. We'll have a better system of linking K through 12 with higher education and the workforce. Our downtown will continue to grow and prosper. We are going to reduce crime. We have got an awful lot of work here to do in Flint, but I truly believe our community is up for it.
Dane Walling is the mayor of the city of Flint. Mayor Walling, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.